2. Jefferson City, California. Otis Poe's size helps him. He sits a foot taller than any of these interlopers. One newscaster after another tries to edge him aside. Here's that skinny bitch from Sacramento, that flashy dude from CNN, but no out-of-towner is going to claim his turf. He owns this story. Poe has been working it since the first day of the first kidnapping. He has written dozens of articles and countless blogs. These newcomers can shuffle and bump all they want, but damned if he'll give an inch. He got here early, like he always does. He claimed a seat in the very first row, but word has leaked out. News vans are parking out front, satellite dishes are sprouting like mushrooms, and all kinds of news people are clamoring for a spot. Some of them recognize him, of course. His shaved head, roughly the shape and color of baked bread, is hard to miss, especially in this small, vanilla community. A few reporters shake his hand and try to pump him for information, but he just chills. Poe has been sniffing out leads and covering news for the Jefferson Express for nearly 7 years. He has earned his connections. And if these leeches want any news from him, they can buy a copy of the paper. Or better yet, read his blog. The decibel level climbs as spectators crowd in and sidle along the rows of pew-like benches, wedging themselves into any available seat. The room would be plenty large for the usual press conference, but it's ill-equipped for this growing mob. The bailiff turns away stragglers and shuts the doors. The crowd buzzes with anticipation, and Poe keeps his ears open, ready to jot down anything new as opinions are shared and rumors embellished all around him. Uniformed deputies and police officers file in and stand behind the podium, and Poe sits forward to watch a feminine officer who always reminds him of his curly-haired high school sweetheart. She looks pensive, talking with that muscle-bound FBI agent. Poe smirks. He'd heard the FBI was back in town. 3 times Poe has watched federal agents charge up to Jefferson, hoping to be heroes.